hablarle, ni hablarle.
There's a local community called Hydropunk that hosted DIY events in backyards and different like houses in the Bronx, where I'm from. So I would go from school to these Hydropunk events. I did my first DJ set with Ableton. I was like kind of queuing songs like with the DAW software because that was what I was familiar with. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to use turntables at all. Mm-hmm. And that was when I started producing music, so I was like producing original edits and like original songs. Pretty much my familiarity with specifically like Brooklyn, like DJ culture is like very POC, like very POC, very queer, like very inclusive of, you know, like all the marginalized identities. So, you know, like if you're going to either nowadays Jupiter Disco, Rash, or pretty much any club like out here, New York is a little like forward when it comes to that. My whole DJ style is an appreciation of UK garage. I partnered up with this agency that put on shows for different venues in Manhattan. They sort of like pressed me to do specific kinds of DJ sets. I remember them asking me not to play hip hop. I was like perturbed one day. I was playing hip hop one night, but then like, yo, can you not play that? The owner doesn't want us to play hip hop. And I'm just like, yo, it's like 2021. Like, you realize like how like messed up this is? Like, and I'm not even mad at you. He's like, I don't want to talk about it. Like, you know, like because I know how to read a room. Mm-hmm. If the room wants to hear hip hop, I'm gonna give it to them. If you want, how important it is for the DJ to like literally acknowledge that they're not separate from the crowd. I leave the stage most of my shows to dance. Just go on the ground. As a person who spins music, I want to do my best to experience music the same way as other people do. Keep